Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Welcome to an HBO podcast from the HBO Late Night series, Real Time with Bill Maher.
Okay, we're here back on overtime. The FDA banned Juul e-cigarettes this week. Ah, no vaping for the kids. What are your thoughts on this? Wow, what are your thoughts?
This is the, if anything turns me into a libertarian, it will be this particular issue. They have not only banned Juul, a tool that many, many thousands of people who have used to get off of smoking. Biden is now saying that they're going to reduce the amount of nicotine within cigarettes. Ask any smokers, what is that going to do? It is going to mean that smokers will smoke more. It is not the nicotine that kills you, it is everything else in the cigarette. So to me, this is an example of government trying to do the right thing.
And menthol.
And menthol, right.
You heard that? You didn't hear that?
They've been talking about this for years.
Is that a law now? Does anybody know?
I don't know.
Do you know? Menthol?
I think they're at least banned in D.C. now.
Okay. So menthol cigarettes, which, I mean, to me, that's racist.
That's what they're saying.
I mean, isn't it the cigarette that the blacks prefer?
It's the anti-racist position because it will save more black lives.
Well, we'll make something illegal, which will give cops more a reason to get involved with black lives.
Right.
But
I'm a purist. I only smoke joints. And
I know you do.
But I know it's not good for my lungs. I absolutely do. I'm not going to pretend it isn't. And for most people, because I don't like the way that the vape makes you feel as a stoner. It doesn't work, really.
Yeah, oh, it does.
Oh, well.
Really? You never used, like, a Puffco?
I have.
No. You couldn't have it. This is, no, you, get your hand out of your pants. No, that's not a Puffco.
Oh, okay.
You couldn't keep it in your
pants. Oh, like a volcano?
Well,
a volcano is different, too.
Right.
These are things you can't keep in your pants. Sounds like we're on Jeopardy. Category, things you can't keep in your pants.
I just know that vaping is safer than smoke, right? Vapor is safer than smoke.
I believe it is.
And not as fun.
It's pretty clear.
Okay, I agree with you about joints. There's something about a joint. I mean, people who watch Club Random, they say, you know, Bill, thank you. Again, one guy. I don't know. This crowd is very strange.
He's the white guy.
They're great laughers, but they will not commit to anything.
They're really into
They're jewelry. Very cautious, good people. But, you know, they're like, Bill, you always have that clove cigarette in your hand. Because, you know, that's what we're smoking. There's something about a joint. I think it's more than just what it feels in your lungs. It's like the prop of it. Mm-hmm. It's like the. I remember when I would smoke cigarettes. There was something about sitting in a. Yes.
It's like the kick you upside the head kind of feel when you the smoke when you first get it. It kind of bang, and the vape is more like ooh.
But they also. Targeting just Juul, there are other companies that make vapes. Juul is the popular one.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well, that's because they're trying to keep kids from buying
Juuls, right?
And that's the brand that sort of teenagers know, and they don't want kids to get hooked on nicotine.
Fuck the kids. It's helping people quit smoking.
But that's not the case with menthols. These are adults. Where are you? What are you feeling about that?
I mean, yes, we found that smoking is bad.
Right. For everybody, like, by the way.
That we know, and it has caused both individuals and the government to us to pay for health care, you know, a lot of trouble over the years. That said, there is something to be said for allowing adults to make some of their own choices.
Right, and not making everything dividing us racially. You know, like, smoking's bad. Bad for blacks, bad for whites. Why ban the black cigarette? It seems just unnecessarily divisive. Am I wrong?
I mean, really, we could also ask, why are we calling it the black cigarette?
Because that's what they call it in the paper. Because that's what they say in every news story. They say it's, like, overwhelmingly used by black smokers.
Italians do it, too. They like menthol.
Italians don't live here.
No, the ones on Long Island.
This is America.
The ones on Long Island.
Okay.
The minority cigarette.
Yeah.
they made one called Uptown once. Remember that? Uptown cigarette. And then they had ones for just women. Remember?
Virginia Virginia Slims.
Very long and... Yeah. I tried one
Doubled
once.
Doubled it as a tampon.
It's
really?
Come a long way,
no,
baby.
Come on. Okay, Christine, do you think tech-savvy millennials and Gen Zers will be able to prevent their own children from accessing internet porn?
Wow. I think that the way that they're going to prevent them now is by not having them, actually. I mean, America is undergoing, like, a fertility crisis, basically. People are having way fewer children.
That's not a crisis. That's good news. I do. Come on. If you're at all an environmentalist, you have to recognize the main cause of environmental destruction is there's too many people and not enough resources, and people create pollution.
The good news is that in the countries which we always thought of as exponential growth, it's actually coming down quite fast.
Oh, yes.
And in some ways, there may be some natural balance that essentially humans will realize that they to survive, they've got to stop reproducing.
Or they have access to contraceptives.
Right. Or they're just full of despair.
Yes, yes.
They don't think that the world is going to be a place that they want to bring their kids into, which is
That's right.
sad.
But every generation has said that. Every generation has said, oh, I can't bring a child into this world, you know. It's funny, they never say it in the reverse. When someone dies, they never go, good, they sucked me up. Mike Pence claimed this week that Joe Biden lies... what is this hold this Trump person has over these people? Mike, they tried to hang him, and he's still defending him. I just don't get it. Mike Pence claimed this week that Joe Biden lies more than any other president he's seen. I can't. I don't know. I can't even.
Sure.
All right, I'm going to go right to the next one. In an interview this week, last one of the first half of our season, in an interview this week, Tom Hanks... said Hollywood wouldn't cast him as a gay man today. Oh, Philadelphia, right. And Tom Hanks said, rightly so. Oh. Tom, always on the right side, remember. But... Do you agree with this sentiment? I don't.
I don't.
Mean, he's an actor.
Right.
What is this insanity?
Thank you.
He might be right in the sense that Hollywood might not cast him.
No, he said rightly so.
That's the part where he's wrong.
Well, I agree. I think he's wrong. Yeah. There, I've said it. Tom Hanks can be wrong. All right. Thank you, everybody. Appreciate you being here.
Catch all new episodes of Real Time with Bill Maher every Friday night at 10 or watch him anytime on HBO On Demand. For more information, log on to HBO.com.